If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA/SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Remember Bo Snerdly? He was Rush Limbaugh's producer and program observer. Yeah, he nailed it this weekend in a tweet everybody should read. Here's what he wrote. Aside from the enjoyment of the current Democrat implosion, we are truly witnessing something monumental that's occurring on the political landscape. The Democrats and their mainstream media allies are conducting a soft coup on Biden in the open. Imagine, he writes, what they're doing behind closed doors. This idea of a coup by the Democrat Party against their own candidate, think about it, they already took Trump out in a coup twice. One with ballot fraud in the swing states in 2020, and they're attempting to do it right now through lawfare. So you're looking at the Democrat Party mounting coups on both major candidates, their own and ours, which is mind-blowing if you think about it. But this is mind-blowing too. This article ran 2 weeks ago in the UK Daily Mail. We all might want to reread it. Here's the headline. Secret Democrat plot to replace Biden revealed. How Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, Schumer would topple the aging president and when they do it. And what would be the turning point upon which these Democrats, and again, those named here, Pelosi, Schumer, Obama, Clinton, what would be the point at which they'd launch this coup? Crazy enough, 2 weeks ago, the UK Daily Mail told us through former Clinton advisor and polling expert Mark Penn. He said, CNN debate. The CNN debate will be Biden's last chance to reassure voters that he's fit for the job. They've deliberately thrown down the gauntlet for an early debate, Penn said. And I think that's going to be the point at which Americans judge, is he ready for another term or not? If Biden failed this one last test, they'd remove him. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast since December, when I did a post on this that went viral, got over a million views, I predicted exactly this timeline you're watching right now, that the move to remove Biden wouldn't begin till close up to the convention. I'll get to that in a minute. But the coup plotters in the Democrat Party didn't just start this 2 weeks ago. I'd argue they began at least as far back as last November, when Dana Loesch, talk radio host, and Jennifer Van Laar, an editor at Red State, noticed that the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, had quietly changed its rules for removing a candidate. Again, they did this in November.
There was something interesting that I saw from Jennifer Van Laar, who is the managing editor at Red State. And she had a very intriguing piece, and she was tweeting about this. I didn't realize that Democrats had really changed their bylaws regarding the replacement on the presidential ticket. That's kind of interesting. So throw that in the mix, and this takes a whole new appearance, doesn't it?
Well, they don't want to signal their plans too much because they want to have that element of surprise. But they have in their bylaws where, I'm going to read it, in the event of death, resignation, or disability of a nominee of the party for president or vice president after the adjournment of the national convention, and here's how they go about it. The national chairperson of the DNC shall confer with the Democratic leadership of Congress, the Democratic Governors Association, and then report back to the committee on who they want to fill that. And that seems like a pretty easy way to get Biden off the ticket if he has more of these episodes and then they just stop ignoring them and actually calling them what they are.
That interview that you just heard from Jennifer Van Laar on Lash's show was recorded in November when they quietly, the Democrats, changed the rules. So here's what that means. If Joe Biden resists calls to resign, drop out, under the DNC's call for convention, it's essentially impossible for Biden to be replaced at the convention against his will because of the rules related to the pledged delegates. So if he doesn't drop out, delegates vote for him, but the new provision lets the DNC leadership come behind them and replace the nominee for president or vice president after the convention occurs in the event of, listen to this, this is the change, death, resignation, or disability of a nominee. And there's no specifics on disability of a nominee or what they'd have to prove. It's just whatever they say it is. So can Biden be replaced? Yes, at the party level. But what about on the ballot? That was the other big article by the UK Daily Mail that got a lot of attention this weekend. They were writing that the Heritage Foundation is vowing to basically sue them every step of the way if they try to take Biden off the ballot, which is good. We should do that. So here's what the UK Daily Mail writes. The Heritage Oversight Project has set their sights on three contentious swing states where they think taking Biden off the Democrat ticket would not allow anyone else to replace him: Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin. But when you dig a little deeper, these are all kind of lame. We'll start with Georgia. Yes, they can replace Biden on the Georgia ballot as long as they do it before 60 days out from the election. Makes sense. That's why the pressure campaign started now. Nevada, a key swing state that Biden won last time, is a little more difficult. To take him off the ballot clean, they would have had to do it before Friday at 5 p.m. That's obviously passed. Or the only other way at this point, a nominee dies or is adjudicated insane or mentally incompetent. That was a little harder, but they can get that done with the right liberal judge. Wisconsin is the stickiest state. It doesn't allow withdrawal from the ballot for any reason besides death. Now, worst case scenario, suppose pulling Joe Biden off the ticket means forfeiting Wisconsin, which Joe won last time, to Trump this time. What does that do? Could they afford to pay that price? The answer is yes. All the Democrats have to do is win all the states they did last time. And as long as they win all the states they did last time, you can even take away Wisconsin and heck, even Georgia, and put them in the Trump column, and the Democrats would still win 277 to 261. But folks, understand what you're talking about here. I mean, this is a party that now has such rock solid command of the justice system that they were just able to convict Trump on 34 felonies without ever saying what the crime was. So look, the rules for Democrats aren't what's written. It's not even what's in the law. It's that a liberal judge can always be found. And if you don't believe that, you need to understand that in all six swing states, all six of them, last time, it is illegal to do mass mail-in balloting. It is illegal to do mass mail-in absentee balloting. It's plainly against the law. And yet, what did they do? They either found a liberal judge to say, hey, I just brushed the law aside, COVID, everybody's got a cold, we'll change it. Well, that's not legal, but they did it anyway, which gets back to what I call the Democrat rule. A liberal judge can always be found, or they found Secretary of State's willing to just broom the law aside, just carry on with mailing out the ballots. There could also be some other ballot access problems for Texas and Ohio, but I don't even include those here because the Democrats just don't care. They weren't planning on winning those states anyway. Trump won both of them last time, and they can win without Biden being on the ballot there.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Look, at this point, they've clearly committed to taking Joe Biden off that ballot because they wouldn't wound their own candidate the way they are right now. They wouldn't let their media wound their own candidate the way they are now if they didn't intend to kill him politically. Because this weekend was absolutely devastating. I mean, when you have the editorial board of the New York Times writing that Biden needs to do the best thing for our country and bow out, wow. I mean, look, folks, this just a sample. This was the cold open for NBC News' Meet the Press on Sunday. It's brutal.
Good Sunday morning. It is yet another extraordinary moment in the 2024 election cycle, with Democrats in a state of crisis after President Joe Biden delivered a disastrous debate performance that fueled voters' top concerns about his age and ability to serve another 4 years in office. Not since the first Nixon-Kennedy debate in 1960 has a debate had as much potential to shake up a presidential race. This morning, there is widespread panic within the Democratic Party and questions about whether the president should drop out of the race.
I think it was a disaster. I think it was like maybe the worst debate I've ever seen in my entire life.
I do think people feel like that we are confronting a crisis.
There are going to be discussions about whether he should continue.
At first, it was shocking, then it was scary, then it was sad, and by the end, it was absurd. Is the riskiest path sticking with Joe Biden, or is the riskiest path saying we want someone else? And anybody who says that that is not a tough call right now is full of
Yeah, that look, they would not wound their own candidate that way. If one, they didn't intend to take him out, and two, they didn't have a damn good plan for doing it, where they're sure they're not going to end up wounding their candidate so much and then being stuck with him. But what's that plan? We're getting ready to see. So here's what's going on right now. The UK Daily Mail is right about this. They're writing that, look, only a select few in the Democrat Party are powerful enough to take out Joe Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, Obama, Clinton. But what they're doing right now is saying, we'll stick with them. It's fine. And letting the grassroots, letting the mainstream media do all the work. They will gradually flip in the coming weeks to being convinced, well, you know, there's such an outpouring here of demand from the base. We do, you know, we don't want Joe to go, but we, you know, he's going to have to go. Want to pause there for just a moment to thank PhD Weight Loss both for sponsoring this podcast and in a way for sponsoring my hiking trip to Utah. 1,600 miles, 5 national parks. My daughter and I love to hike, and it was a hiker's paradise. We hiked almost 90 miles in about 10 days. And man, I've never been so sore. But what's so amazing is that I couldn't have done it without PhD Weight Loss. I had pretty bad knee pain when I was 30 pounds overweight. That's a lot on a 5'2 body. I would have never been able to do a dream trip like this. After a day or two, I'd have been done. But my knee pain is virtually gone now. And I was able to make this memory with my daughter that I otherwise wouldn't have had. It's already precious to me. How will PhD Weight Loss change your life? And in what surprise ways? I didn't expect to lose my knee pain. I thought it was the beginnings of arthritis. It was just I was too heavy for my body. So what will it do for you? Find out. Begin your PhD weight loss journey today by going to myphdweightloss.com. You could do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Finally, the immunity ruling just came down from the Supreme Court as I was recording this podcast. 6-3 decision. Court sends the matter back down to a lower court. They basically punted on whether this would make President Trump immune from prosecution in regard to the January 6th case, the supposed efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election, as the Democrats describe it. But 6-3 found that the president has substantial immunity from prosecution for official acts committed while in office. This is one of those very rare times where I gotta say, I think I'm with the Democrat minority on this one. And even more shockingly, and as much as it pains me to say, I think I'm with Ketanji Brown Jackson on this one. I think she nailed it, but not for the reasons that she said when she wrote, "To the extent that the majority's new accountability paradigm allows presidents to evade punishment for their criminal acts while in office, the seeds of absolute power for presidents have been planted. And without a doubt, absolute power corrupts absolutely."
Look, I get where the majority was going with this. We don't want every president prosecuted afterward. And I also get where they were going with this idea of, you know, hey, if the president, you know, commits crimes in office, he can be impeached. He can be removed at the ballot box. But here's the problem with this. Look where we're headed. If the Democrats ever get substantial wins in the House, the Senate, and the presidency, and they win the presidency at the same time, folks, they're going to amnesty these illegals. And a time would then come where impeachment will never happen because they will have remade the electorate illegally, by the way, by breaking immigration law in partnership with the illegal immigrants. So they committed crimes to get the electorate that they wanted. If you've got permanent Democrat majorities in Congress and you've got a permanent Democrat presidency and that Democrat knows they cannot be prosecuted for actual crimes in office, I'm talking rounding people up, having terrible things done to them. If they know going in that they've got those majorities and that they can't be prosecuted, Katie, bar the door. I mean, you could see the Democrat Party and what they would do in that situation. I think Ketanji Brown Jackson is correct to be afraid of that, that the seeds of absolute power have been planted. And folks, I mean, in this world, if these Democrats, they get those big majorities just one more time, and it happens about every decade, we'll get a big majority or they will. If they get those big majorities again, they're going to go for absolute censorship. I mean, the First Amendment is done. And so if that president knows he can do literally anything, to me, that is really, really frightening. It assumes the continued existence of a two-party system that could punish a president. I don't assume that we'll have a two-party system 10 years from now or any substantial kind of two-party system. Again, all it's going to take is amnesty, and they have pretty close to total power. And once they seize it in that formula, they'll never let it go. And they'll have total immunity from some for some acts they commit as president. And it'll be their justices deciding what acts. Folks, this isn't going to work. Our side will come to rue the day we ever sent this case to the Supreme Court. Things were much better when no one was sure what kind of immunity, if any, the president had.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
If you had to put a label on the state of things, it would have to be unstable, and instability is the last thing you want in retirement. Well, we created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help stabilize our clients' future with guaranteed income, tactical portfolios to help with inflation, and we can show you the results of that. We've helped secure things for many of our clients. So go to csrp.info for an appointment, and remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products which are backed by the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.